Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, G.G. Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Yep.
Say, I hear you were a big success at the Associated Press dinner the other night.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of big stars there?
Yeah, the autograph collectors had a cute little gag, see? If a star came up, they let him sign a full page.
Yeah.
And if a feature player came up, they let him sign a half a page, and a bit player, quarter of a page, see?
Well, why are you so disappointed?
Did you ever sign a spitball?
Well, tell me, Red, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I celebrated Thanksgiving like our Pilgrim fathers did.
You mean you took your gun, went out, and shot a turkey?
No, I shot the butcher for the price he was at.
Well, I see Anita Ellis is back from New York. Did you meet her at the airport?
Yeah, I went out to pick her up in my hot rod car. Boy, what a car. What a car. It's the fastest thing on rims. You ought to see it.
Hot rod, you mean you have one of those cars with no bumpers, no fenders, no windshield, and no top like the kids have?
Yeah, but mine goes one better. No motor. No motor.
Well, what did you do? Push your car all the way back from the airport?
Yeah, and Anita's all worn out.
You mean you made Anita push it?
Well, she had to. Her mother was pulling.
Well, if Anita pushed and her mother pulled, what did you do?
I just sat there and made it sound like a motor.
Oh, hello, Rod. Did you miss me?
I'll say he did.
No, did I?
Oh.
Did I?
Oh.
It's right there. All you gotta do is read it. Did I?
Oh, that's me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, did I? I'll say I did. I went to...
Hey, do announcers get more money if they can read?
How'd you like me on the Jack Smith show last week?
Well, I didn't get to hear it. You see, my favorite program, Frost Warnings, is on at the same time. The smudge pots are in bloom now. No, I was kidding. I heard the show and you were wonderful, Anita.
Well, what else did you do in New York, Anita?
Well, I went to a wedding. My best girlfriend, Shirley Mitchell, got married. And
oh.
By the way, Red, that was very thoughtful of you to send Shirley that present. She told me to thank you.
Oh, nothing.
What'd you send her, Red?
Oh, just a table service for four.
Table service for four, see? That sounds expensive.
You're not kidding. Paper plates are hard to get nowadays. I was through with them, so I just erased them and sent them to
her. Do you like to fly, Anita?
Oh, it was wonderful on the plane. I sat next to an Internal Revenue man. He was very interesting.
Yeah, did you have a good trip?
Yes, we hit only three air pockets.
Yeah, I bet the guy from the Income Tax Bureau was in every one of them.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Rolly.
Scientific tests of America's six leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Rolly's. So smokers enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Rollies. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Rolly cigarette.
One of the best sellers this week is a recording made by Anita Ellis, the anniversary song from the Jolson story. Anita will sing it for us now.
in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Ooh, as I held you so close in my arms, angels would sing a hymn to your charms, two hearts gently beating, one murmuring low, my darling, I love you so. Could we but relive that sweet moment so bright? We find that our love is an
gentlemen, due to the fact that we've had so many requests for the Baby Factory that was on the program a few weeks ago, I'm very happy to announce that it'll soon be recorded and printed in book form. And now the story tonight from the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire is about railroads.
Chapter 1, Building the Railroad. Looking back, we find the building of our great railway system was difficult. Each day, progress was delayed by the men of the West.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa! Hey, which one of you hombres there is the foreman of this rail laying outfit?
I am.
Well, we don't want no cattle rustling outfits going through our land.
We ain't cattle rustlers.
Oh, no? And what's them cow catchers on the front of them engines for?
Chapter 2, The Train Callers. One of the most confusing parts of the modern railroad station was the train caller.
All aboard for Costco, fire a fire, last of my photo, south of Ether, half an hour, all broken. On track 3, aboard!
This went on for years, but finally the railroad officials discovered the speaking system. Now travelers can understand the train callers. Today we hear the man calling trains clearly.
Here train, here train! Yeah, boy.
Chapter 3, Speed. Since the beginning of railroads, they have tried to give us speed and more speed. And now, although trains travel at the rate of 125 miles per hour, we still hear...
Hey, conductor!
Yes, sir!
What time's this train due in El Paso?
At 10 o'clock, sir.
Thought it was supposed to be a fast train.
Man, this is a fast train. Why, I leaned out the window to kiss my gals goodbye in Dallas and kiss the cow hello in Fort Worth.
Lord, I could get off this train and run faster than it's going. Beat it to El Paso.
Then why don't you?
They don't expect me till the train gets there.
Chapter 4 is entitled The Inexperienced Traveler.
Gosh, yeah. Let go of my arm, too.
I'm not holding on to your arm.
And my garter must have flipped again.
Well, I do hope we've got good accommodations this time.
Yeah, me too. The last trip, I couldn't sleep all night long. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
You weren't over the wheels. Your berth was in the middle of the sleeper.
I know, but the guy in the upper berth had sore teeth all night long. Clickety-clack. Hey, why don't we get somebody to carry this luggage here? I got more drift than the doorkeeper at a Masonic meeting.
Good heavens, look at the the train.
Come on, we'll take a shortcut. Come on.
Hey, you, climbing over that fence. Get in line with the rest of the people.
Well, I gotta hurry. I gotta miss my train.
Where are you going?
Hmm?
Where are you going?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Willie, get down before you tear your suit.
Oh, you couldn't tear this suit. This is a Davidson Panero. Looks like Davis is gonna stay here, huh?
All right, folks, stay in line now.
Here, get in front of me, dear.
Willie, you're breathing on the back of my neck.
So what?
You're bleaching my hair.
All right, show all tickets. Now, where are you going?
Oh, it don't make any difference. My wife's going with me.
You going to Niagara Falls? Oh, are you all right?
Look, bub. Don't ever mention water around me again.
No, Willie, no fighting.
No, don't start anything. Why don't you try being a little more polite?
I won't do it because politeness is what killed my brother.
Politeness never hurt anybody.
Killed my brother. He was a deep sea diver. One day he saw a mermaid and tipped his hat.
Say, saw a mermaid?
Yeah, you know what that is. That's a swordfish with slacks on you.
All right, now where are you going?
Chicago. That's on the train, right?
The Chicago train is on the next track over.
Oh.
Here, you can go through here. You're not supposed to, but you will anyway.
He knows me pretty well, darling. Boy, look at the big wheels on them engines. Ain't that something? Ooh, look, a mail coach.
Look. No funny stuff, Willie.
Oh, a little fun never hurt anybody. I'm going to stick my head in there and scare him. Well, watch me. All right, boys, this is a stick-up. Sorry, no sense of humor, huh?
Now, will you stop trying to show off? Are you all right? I said, are you all right?
Look, either talk louder or help me find my ears, man.
Chapter 5, The Man Who Controls the Railroad Switches.
I've been working on the railroad. Boy, what a job, what a job. Well, there goes old number 47. Now I got nothing to do but just sit around and twiddle my toes. I used to twiddle my thumbs, but I got going so fast one night, set my shirt on fire. Well, I'm waiting. I guess I'll just figure out my income tax. Now, let's see. What would 20% of $6.43 be? Oh, let them sue me. Let them. Well, it's 8:30 and old number 63's late. I guess I better call up the dispatcher here.
Hello,
this is Kadiddlehopper talking.
Hello?
Kadiddlehopper. K-A-Diddle. Hopper. It's clear. Say, where's the 63 train?
Well, it'll be a little late. It's loaded down with college girls.
Oh, yeah? Loaded down college girls. The engineer probably told him he ran out of coal or something. Great gobs of goose eggs. There's a cow down there on the track. I better open the window and chase her off there. Still, a hamburger wouldn't taste bad. So I better chase her off there. Here, shoo! Hey, bossy, go home.
Why? Don't you want to see me, Clarence?
Why, it's Sarah Duke. Howdy doody to you. Come on up. Boy, I hope you brought something to eat for her. Come in, sit down.
Quite a climb up them stairs.
Yeah, well, make yourself at home. What's that box you're toting?
Well, I brought your lunch pail.
Lunch pail?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I ever tasted one of them.
Oh, you don't eat the pail, Clem. The food's inside. Ain't you ever had no learning.
Well, my old man taught me all he knew, which still left me pretty much of an idiot, you know.
Then why don't you wash them smoky windows so you can see the train?
I don't have to see them. I got myself trained. I hear a noise of the train, I just know what button to throw that switch, you know.
You mean you don't throw the switch till you hear the noise of the train?
No, funny thing happened last week, you know. I heard a noise coming from the north and the same noise coming from the south.
Oh, good heavens, what did you do?
Nothing. Just sat there and listened to one big noise.
Oh, here comes the train.
Yep.
Well,
long one, wasn't it?
What one was it? It went by so fast I couldn't see it.
Well, what was it, the Limited?
No, that was the freight train. Our fastest Limited is coming now.
Oh.
Sounds like the milk train, don't it?
Hey, Clem.
Wait till you hear that one go by and it goes...
Clem, what's this board?
Huh?
Gosh, look at all them buttons.
Well,
not that butt button. Yeah. What's this one here?
Well, I press the button there and it sidetracks the freight train, too.
Oh. Well, what's this button here?
Well, I can't tell you that. That's a secret, see.
Well, I'll keep it. I'll
You can't keep a secret like this, you
Why?
Know. Well, I'll tell you. You know there's a lot of A-bomb trains going through now.
Oh, stop being so mysterious. What is this button?
Just fell off my shirt. If you don't mind, I got some work to do on my new invention here, a radar train stopper.
A radar train?
Yep.
What is that?
Well, now, listen, because this is really the plot of the whole thing. It's a safety control invented to stop trains. See, when two trains are headed for each other on the same track, well, I push this button when they get real close together and it stops them.
Well, do you have to wait till they get close together?
Sure, it's more exciting that way. I'm going to try it on number 43 in the A train in just a couple of minutes. Oh, here they come.
Sam, I think you should sidetrack number 43.
Oh, they're about 150 feet apart now. Now I'll press the button.
Well, hurry, Sam, hurry. They're 50 feet apart.
Sam, look. Them trains were on separate tracks and going in the same direction all the time.
I knew that. They didn't. Now you spoiled everything. Gee, they didn't know what was going to happen. The people listening didn't know what happened. And I saw a couple of them nudge each other and say, oh boy, what a wreck this is going to be.
Medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
That lovely star of Humoresque, Joan Crawford, says, quote,
I've seen the reports, and it's true. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh. That's why I choose Raleigh.
Right, Joan Crawford. Those tests were based on the method used by the United States government. So friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
David Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra play a novel arrangement of Chopin's Minute Waltz.
Thank you.
31 of Railroads is entitled Headache in a Pullman Coat. No railroad story would be complete without the traveler who is nursemaid to a little child.
Are you all right,
Junior?
Yes, Kato. I like riding on a train, you know. Willy lumpy lumpy clickety clack, clickety clack.
Tickets, please.
Oh, I forgot to put them in my overnight bag. Would you mind keeping an eye on my little grandson while I get them?
Oh, don't mind at all, ma'am. It'll be a pleasure.
Shall I tell him now or let it dawn on him?
What's your name?
Junior, better known as the hard way, you know.
Well, why are you hiding your face, Junior?
Oh, I don't.
You aren't bashful. Let the man see you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's you. Look, madam, you'll have to keep an eye on this lad.
Now, what did you do, Junior?
He was holding his hand out the window, and tell her what you did when we went through the last station.
Okay, there, Tattletail, I'll tell. I snicked your mail bag.
Yes, and that's a federal offense.
Oh, I finally hit the jackpot, huh?
Junior, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Well, why don't you just put me in the mail sack and drop me off at the next station, see? And the postmaster won't know where I'm supposed to go because there won't be no address on me, see? Then they'll send me to the dead letter office. And I'll just lay there and just get moldy and moldy, you know? And nobody will ever know what ever happened to me. And they'll never deceive me. Oh, no, no, no.
Now what's the matter?
That scared me down.
Don't cry.
Oh,
poor baby.
Poor baby.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I have a feeling that this trip is going to make history.
Well, don't worry about it. Do like my grandpa does. When something happens to cause him a little trouble, he just gets a beer and forgets all about it, you know.
Oh, why beer?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he figures two heads is better than one. I don't
know. Cute kid, where are you taking him? To the reform school?
No, I'm on my way back. They refused me.
Conductor, would you have the porter make up our berth?
Yeah, I couldn't see him.
Well, just press that button and he'll come at once.
Oh, a button? Well, I'll keep him busy tonight, morning, huh? Can I sleep in the widow hammock like I did before?
Yes, I'll let you. If you don't lie awake all night yelling, look, Grandma, I is a fish. Now, where is Junior? Junior!
Here I is, over here, kiddo. Here at the water fountain, punching holes in the Dixie cup.
You come here. It's time you were in bed.
Okay, kiddo. Okay. Hey, I wonder what's moving behind that green curtain there. I'm going to find out. But don't yell, you scared me.
What do you want to do? grow up to be a peeping Tom?
No, let Grandpa live his life. I live mine.
What do you have there?
Hmm?
Where did you get all those shoes?
I found them in the hazel.
They were put there for the porter to shine. Now you take them back and don't disturb anyone.
Not only annoy the ones. Yeah, I guess annoy those that are asleep, see. Boy, look at the size of these shoes. Ain't them awful? I bet the guy that wears these has to back into a room to admire a rug, you know. Goodness. Look where this pair goes here, I guess. Now let's see. Where did these go? Sports shoes. Now where did I get these? Two-tone, one black and one brown. I just need them here. Boy, I must have funny-looking feet, one bigger than the other. Look. Well, I'm going to get back to... But listen to that pig loop. Boy, he sounds like a constellation with asthma, don't he? I'm going to climb up there and make him stop snoring. He's not going to keep me awake all night. I'll skinny up the curtain here. Oh, I tore me widow pajamas. It's a good thing they pink. The conductor.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Huh?
You get back to your berth.
Yeah, I'm going to get some water. I'm getting some water over
all
here.
Right, but hurry. It'd end up bed with you.
Okay. He's gone now. I better get back to bed. Oh, look at that big foot sticking out of the curtain. Look at them toes. They work like candles, don't they? Wish I had a match, I'd light one of them. I wonder if he's ticklish. If I do, I get a weapon. And then again, maybe he's the type of a person who'd like a good laugh, you know. Then again, maybe he would get mad. And then again, I don't know why I'm standing here wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do this anyhow. Maybe he's there. I'm going to bite his big toe and find out. Well, there goes the last of me baby teeth. Well, I never do that again. Boy, this guy's really asleep, and I'm going to play teeter-totter on his leg. Ride the horse to Banbury Cross. Ride the horse to Banbury
Cross. There, now, I've caught you. I can tell your grandmother.
You do, and you better count the coaches on this train every time it stops, I tell you that.
Oh, you wouldn't uncouple the coaches. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. You find out. Yeah, you find out, boy.
Now, Junior, I heard that. And I've had just about enough out of you for one trip.
No, you hit me, you hit me.
Enough. Now, to bed.
No, I want some water.
You're not drinking any more water tonight.
I don't want it to drink. I want it to set in.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco, the great superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Grip cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
It's Red Skelton. Goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.